Good morning. You are listening to 977 The Bolt. Thank you so much for joining me. And joining me now over the phone for our Your Care, Our Mission show is Megan. She is a social worker over at HCMH as part of the Hospice Foundation. Megan, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. So tell me a little bit about the foundation.
Yeah, so I want to talk about both the Humboldt County Hospice Foundation and our partnerships with the hospice providers in our area. So I really want to explain what hospice is for those people who don't know.
Sure.
And so that is a service that offers a holistic approach to end-of-life care. So that is a medical care model designed to help someone with a terminal illness to live as well as possible for as long as possible, all while increasing their quality of life. So the vast majority of hospice agencies consist of an interdisciplinary team, which that team is focused on addressing physical, psychosocial, emotional, and spiritual needs for both the dying individual as well as the whole family. So they want to include as many people in that process as the patient desires. So that hospice team typically consists of a hospice physician, nurse, a home health aide, social worker, chaplain, music therapist, and volunteers. And it's really tailored to the needs of the patients and how many people they want involved in their care for support. Then this team works together to address many things such as symptom management, communication with family members, decision making, and helping each patient define what quality of life means for them. So one of the most common questions I get asked is, do I qualify for hospice? And if I do, what do I do next? And the first place I tell people to start is by talking to the different agencies. They all have the same types of services and the same and very similar philosophies, but each agency has something that sets them apart and makes them unique. We work with all of the agencies in this area. It's very patient-specific, patient-driven. Some of those community partners that we work with are Unity Point Hospice, Kindred Hospice, and St. Croix Hospice. So once you pick the agency you want to receive your care from, that agency will walk you through the next step of getting connected with those services and starting the process. And then another question I get a lot, where can someone get hospice services and where does that care take place? And the answer to that is you can get hospice wherever you are in that moment. So that might be in your home, a hospice house, a care center, or even here at HCMH. Our Humboldt County Hospice Foundation has put together a beautiful hospice room, and that's located on our inpatient care floor. It does have an attached family room. Our family room also has a small kitchenette built in for families, so it does help them feel a little bit more at home and not like a typical hospital room. But the room is really only one of many projects that the Humboldt County Hospice Foundation takes on. The foundation is consisting of community members who have come together to volunteer their time and really with the idea to promote and be an educational resource for our community regarding hospice concepts, philosophies, and attitudes related to the death and dying process. We really also want to support after-death bereavement services as well, which are mainly coordinated by our partnering hospice team. So one way we promote our mission is through our Path of Life Garden, and that started in 2005. And it was a way to create and promote end-of-life care while also finding a way to honor and memorialize loved ones. So with that vision in mind, the Path of Life Garden was started. And for those of you who aren't sure where that is, the Path of Life Garden is located between the new hospital addition and long-term care facing Highway 3. And it is 3,000 square feet, has a gazebo, sitting areas, landscaping, and then a pathway of different pavers. So each spring, we allow individuals the opportunity to buy a paver, which can be engraved with a personalized message, and then each paver is installed somewhere on our path. Another event we put on is Light Up a Life, and this occurs each December. And individuals for this event can pay for a light or multiple lights for the tree lighting ceremony. And during this program, we read a list of the name is memorialized, and then conclude with a musical act and social event. And so this is just another way to continue recognizing those who continue to be a significant piece of our lives but might not be with us in person.
And Megan, I understand Hy-Vee is doing something kind of special.
Yeah, so for the month of August, the Humboldt County Hospice Foundation will receive a $1 donation from each purchase of the reusable red bags, the My Heart bags that are being sold at Hy-Vee. And those are $2.50, and then $1 will come back to us at the end of the month.
That's so great. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm really proud of everything that you guys do over at the Hospice Foundation. And if anybody maybe had some more questions for you, what is the best way they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, so my direct line is 515-332-7664.
Sounds great. Well, Megan, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.